This is Today in History, November the 26th. On this day in 1898, a winter storm paralyzes southern New England. A powerful early winter storm batters the New England coast on this day back in 1898, killing at least 450 people in New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. It was Thanksgiving Day when strong winds in excess of 40 miles per hour began blowing from the Atlantic Ocean across the New England coast. This was followed in short order by gales from the other direction, equally strong winds roared across from upstate New York, and blizzard conditions disrupted the entire area. Transportation became impossible, and trains were halted by 20-foot snowdrifts. And on this day in 1922, archaeologists entered the tomb of King Tut. Tutankhamun's sealed burial chambers were miraculously intact.
33 centuries had passed since human feet last trod the floor on which we stood, and yet the signs of recent life were around us. A half-filled bowl of mortar, a blackened lamp, the chips of wood left on the floor by a careless carpenter.
And inside was a collection of several thousand priceless objects, including a gold coffin containing the mummy of the teenage king. This day in 1942, Casablanca, a World War II era drama starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, premieres in New York City. It will go on to become one of the most beloved Hollywood movies in history.
We'll always have Paris. We didn't have, we lost it until you came to Casablanca. We got it back last night.
And I said I would never leave you.
And you never will. But I've got a job to do too. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Ilse, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, now. He's looking at you, kid.
Pulling muscles from a shell.
Also on this day in 1989, the television series MTV Unplugged, featuring a stripped-down acoustical performance by a wide range of artists not usually known for such performances, makes its broadcast premiere back in 1989. The premiere episode of MTV Unplugged was only lightly promoted by the network, in part because it featured a lineup whose biggest name was the English pop group Squeeds, a band whose greatest popular success was already several years behind it. The episode also featured performances by the relatively unknown singer-songwriter Sid Straw, Cars guitarist Elliot Easton, and singer-songwriter Jules Shear, who went on to act as host in the first season. Following this less-than-star-studded debut, subsequent episodes featured a smattering of moderately popular acts like 10,000 Maniacs and Michael Penn, along with performers with little or no name recognition among the MTV generation, like Graham Parker and Dr. John. However, MTV Unplugged began to gain popular momentum with noteworthy appearances by Sinead O'Connor and Aerosmith. And also on this day, in 2002, George W. Bush issues a humorous but sincere presidential pardon to a lucky turkey that otherwise might have ended up on someone's Thanksgiving Day dinner table. And in doing so, he continued a tradition that began in 1947 when the National Turkey Foundation first presented Thanksgiving turkeys to President Harry Truman.
Recent weeks, I've talked a lot about sprinting to the finish. Yet I've assured these turkeys, they will not be trotting to their finish. That's because, in keeping with a long-standing tradition, pumpkin and pecan are hereby granted a full and unconditional presidential pardon. I wish all Americans a happy Thanksgiving, and may God bless you.
According to the foundation, Truman was given one live turkey and two dressed turkeys the week before Thanksgiving. Truman donated the live bird to a local farm, where the turkey was guaranteed a long and unmolested life. And on this day, in 1941, Franklin Delano Roosevelt establishes the modern Thanksgiving Day holiday.
This Thanksgiving Day, we have much to be thankful for. I wish that all who hear my voice could be with us. We are thinking not of ourselves alone, but of tens of thousands of other children and grown-ups, and wishing for them that they may be having an equally happy Thanksgiving. Lots of turkey and lots of fixings.
FDR signs a bill officially establishing the fourth Thursday in each November as Thanksgiving Day. The tradition of celebrating the holiday on Thursdays dates back to the early history of Plymouth, Massachusetts and the Bay Colonies, when post-harvest holidays were celebrated on the weekday regularly set aside as Lecture Day, a midweek church meeting where topical sermons were presented. A famous Thanksgiving observance occurred in the autumn of 1621. When Plymouth Governor William Bradford invited local Indians to join the pilgrims in a three-day festival held in gratitude for the bounty of the season. Thanksgiving became an annual custom throughout New England in the 17th century, and in 1777, the Continental Congress declared the first national American Thanksgiving following the Patriot victory at Saratoga. In 1789, President George Washington became the first president to proclaim a Thanksgiving holiday when, at the request of Congress, he proclaimed November 26th, a Tuesday, as a national day of Thanksgiving for the United States Constitution. However, it was not until 1863 when Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving to fall on the last Thursday in November that the modern holiday was celebrated nationally. With a few deviations, Lincoln's precedent was followed annually by every subsequent president until 1939. But in 1939, FDR departed from a tradition by declaring November the 23rd, the next to last Thursday that year, as Thanksgiving Day. Considerable controversy surrounded this deviation, and some Americans refused to honor Roosevelt's declaration. But for the next 2 years, Roosevelt repeated the unpopular proclamation, and on November 26, 1941, he admitted his mistake and signed a bill into law officially making the fourth Thursday in November the national holiday of Thanksgiving Day. Raise a leg, raise a glass, carve the turkey, more stuffing, please. Thank you. November the 26th, 1941, on this day in history.